Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about a substance that has received a lot of notoriety in recent years in our media and in our society, and one which is, it must be said, an issue in our communities, and that is crystal methamphetamine. I thought I would start by trying to cut through some of the fear and some of the misinformation that is out there about this substance, in order that all of us might be able to make the best choices possible. So crystal methamphetamine, or ICE as it's commonly known in the media, is a particularly powerful stimulant. It's an amphetamine. It has been around since the early 20th century. It has been used in a military context and has been in Australian society ever since the 50s. But it's also true that in some ways crystal meth is very similar to a number of other substances, and that the fear of this substance may not necessarily be the most helpful thing. Crystal methamphetamine is a particularly powerful stimulant. It's part of the stimulant class of substances that increase central nervous system activity, commonly and previously known under the street name of speed or amphetamine, and more recently in the last 15 or 20 years coming in its most pure and strongest form as a crystal, which resembles ice, and that's why it has the street name that it does. There's a bunch of information on the Australian Drug Foundation website that can explore this a lot further. The reasons why people use crystal methamphetamine are actually the same as why they use any other substances. It might be that they're introduced to it as a teenager by their peers. It may be that they're part of a group of people who practice that behavior. It may be, and fairly commonly it is, because crystal methamphetamine produces a huge surge of dopamine, which makes people feel really energized and really good, and so therefore people sign up for that because, you know, we all like to feel good. Some of the other things that start to creep in are much like other substances, where people start to then rely upon that substance as a way of feeling good, so they regulate their emotions with it, and then the learnt pattern of dependency starts to cause a lot of issues for the person, because they need more and more of that substance to get the same feeling, and unfortunately it starts to have some pretty big impacts on them. Some of those impacts are issues in their relationships, issues holding down employment, issues in relation to their mental health, associated mental health issues like depression, and even physical health issues also come about. Because it is such a powerful stimulant, it's common for people to have and to fit into what we call a run, crash, run cycle, where someone may be using the substance and actually be up for anywhere between 24 and 72, and sometimes, you know, hundreds of hours in a row if they're using the substance, and then crash and do nothing but sleep and recuperate for a couple of days. And because of that, it's a very difficult drug to maintain stability and sustainability with. There is some evidence that suggests that because it produces such a massive burst of dopamine, that the substance can become neurotoxic, and the neurons actually, and the receptors that produce and use dopamine, can actually burn themselves out when they're dealing with such a big dose. There's some of the effects that crystal meth can have on people. I'd like to spend a little bit of time now talking about just what you can do, either for yourself or for your loved one. Just like any other substance, treatment for crystal meth use and dependency is available and can be sought in a lot of communities in our country. Treatment allows individuals to explore the reasons why they're using a substance, the impact of that substance, and start to engage with the process of change. Sometimes people may need some medical assistance. Sometimes people may need to enter a residential rehabilitation program to get that assistance. But these places are available, and the Salvation Army also has a great treatment program called the Bridge Program that can be useful as well. And then once the process of change has started to occur, then the individual just has to find ways of being able to maintain that change in the community. I'll also suggest that whenever any drug issue occurs in a family, all of the members of the family are impacted, and sometimes it can be key and really, really important for those members of the family to get their own assistance, maybe some counselling, maybe a support group as well, because this can have a massive detrimental effect on families. So there's a little bit of information to cut through some of the fear. This is an important conversation we all need to have. So use that as a little crystal ball this week with Mind Games.
John shares what taking ice did for him.
I thought heroin addiction was bad. My ice addiction just an absolute, complete and utter mess. I've lost all my teeth. I don't have any of my own teeth. It took everything. It took my dignity, it took my self-respect, everything.
For help beating drugs, contact your local Salvation Army or call 13 Salvos.